This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on the Kevin Jackson Show.
You boys both have the virus, are you sure?
We're not just sure. We're HIV positive. Will you stop it with that? What part of this is funny to you?
Todd, we need to try to find
out. What part of being infected with a deadly disease do you find funny?
I don't think it's funny, Todd.
Then stop saying you're not just sure you're HIV positive. This isn't funny. AIDS isn't funny. Dying isn't funny, so shut the f*** up.
Well, excuse me, Kyle, for trying to keep some optimism, you know? You know, sometimes when things seem their darkest, you just need to try and stay HIV positive. But if you want to be so HIV negative all the time...
Knock it off! Right now! This isn't funny! At all!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Are you HIV positive?
Ow! Ow! Kyle!
Of course, that was Cartman and Kyle from South Park. We are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon. We are starting to see the first vestiges of the cool weather coming, and we love it down here in Florida. I, of course, am broadcasting to you live from North Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. I am, again, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. We are here with my mom, Ellen Buckstell. She is a community activist. She is a singer-songwriter. You can get her at ellenbuckstell.com. That's ellenbuckstel. You can listen to some of her music. Mom, we've been talking a lot about Dad. We've been talking about the AIDS virus. We've been talking about the law in California that basically allows people to sort of indiscriminately at this point. I mean, the law is being rolled back. I mean, let's just face it. People are more and more allowed to indiscriminately infect people with the AIDS virus. And I want to leave the audience with a couple final thoughts from you in that regard before I play a song that you wrote that was adapted by a letter that my dying father who had AIDS wrote to me and my brother and my sister. My dying father from AIDS. When we talk about AIDS, always we must remember that we are talking about a deadly human virus. Mom, take us out.
Well, I think I'd like to basically repeat again how much this action negates what we tried so hard to do in the beginning of this epidemic, which was 30 years ago. And I think there are so many people out there. I don't like to think that there are people out there who would purposely and consciously want to infect somebody, but I believe that there likely are people who would want to do that. And I think that we tried hard to encourage, I don't know the specific law, but the idea of people being responsible for their actions and having it, having some sort of consequence for people who would be malicious about it.
I definitely appreciate that. I definitely agree with that, of course. You know, if there had been the kind of screening methods that there are today, then it would have colored Dad's infection a lot differently, because back then they didn't have any idea how to screen for AIDS. So Dad was a hemophiliac. Of course, that is a blood disease, a hereditary disease, where your blood doesn't clot. You could jump on a pogo stick, fall down, start to bleed, but you wouldn't stop bleeding. So these children, these hemophiliac children, they need blood products. So at that time, in the 1980s, there was no blood screening for any of that kind of stuff. There was no blood screening for AIDS. They, of course, didn't know whether or not, like, a bum could roll off the street with AIDS. He could have been a homosexual. He could have been a drug user. He could have been just any old person who had AIDS, but they wouldn't have been able to tell. Nowadays, it makes it so much more egregious, I would say.
Yes.
Nowadays, it makes it so much more egregious that we can totally prevent these things from happening. If you live the kind of lifestyle where you are having sex with lots and lots of people, it is incumbent on you to get yourself checked, to get yourself tested. I see even in Jacksonville, the bastion of the red state. This is the big part. Without Jacksonville, Donald Trump never would have won Florida. Without Jacksonville, Florida would not even be a swing state that anyone would have to worry about. It would be Miami, Broward, West Palm Beach, bastions of liberalism that would basically control the entire state, just like California. Florida could easily find itself in a situation without a place like Jacksonville as another California. And even here in Jacksonville, there are billboards everywhere, as far as the eye can see. Free testing, free AIDS tests, free blood tests. They do not want this. We do not want this thing to be spread. The idea is that is not to stigmatize, because a lot of folks are saying out there, they're saying, well, if, you know, the law, the way it is now, you know, it prevents people from getting tested in the first place. Personally, I would think that's the exact opposite. I would think that 8 years in prison would damn well better get tested before having sex if you live some sort of lifestyle that might be considered questionable.
Well, and I think that on the opposite side of this issue, that along with this change in law should come some education and encouragement for people who are going to either become sexually active, you know, in the beginning, or even people who are currently sexually active, that they need to know who they're sleeping with. And they need to know. I mean, when your dad died and I became single all of a sudden, the next relationship that I got into, I had insisted that this person be tested, and he was.
And I think that's definitely some great advice. You know, a lot of people, you know, you're absolutely right. There is the flip side to this situation, you know.
It's
something that a lot of people don't think about these days. You know, a lot of folks, they poo-poo abstinence, or they poo-poo the idea of, you know, looking before you leap. But, right. You know, at the same time, at this point, with laws like this going on in California, it could absolutely prevent you from getting AIDS, you know. I mean, nowadays, when people are sort of be allowed to do this thing more and more and more indiscriminately,
yes.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, now, you know, like I said, never to create a stigma, but let's not defy reality here. There's no way to defy reality here, and you can't even try to defy reality here. AIDS will kill you. AIDS kills human beings. That is what it does. That is its function.
And causes great suffering in the process.
Absolutely. Mom, thank you so much. Mom, Ellen Buxtell, I really want to thank you so much for joining. Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial on the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We are going to be back with a lot more. We've got so much to talk about. We've got Harvey Weinstein. We've got the NFL kneelers. We've got so much more to talk about. I'm going to give a little rundown on the Eminem situation, even though it's not really that much of a situation. He's kind of a loser. Anyways, we will be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Everyone has AIDS. AIDS.
course, that is Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of South Park, in their musical comedy Team America World Police. And, of course, that was written back in around the late 1990s, I believe. And, of course, they couldn't have been more prophetic, I guess you could say. Everyone has AIDS. The gays, the straights, the whites, the spades, everyone has AIDS. California is leading the charge, of course, on this. Just like it's illegal to murder someone, just like it's illegal to rape someone, just like it's illegal to maim someone, it ought to be illegal to give someone a deadly virus intentionally. Not just illegal, illegal, like illegal, illegal. Not just slap on the wrist, illegal, but put your butt in prison. Put your arse in prison. I mean, look, the left loves to come forward with all these anecdotal stories. Well, my grandmother can't afford health care, so therefore, universal health care. Or my black friend had someone said something racist to him, or someone microaggressed him in some way. Oh, there's an implicit racism, institutional racism. Everyone is racist. They like to use these anecdotal stories. Well, I'm not going to use an anecdotal story. Well, I mean, I guess this whole show has been sort of one anecdotal story. But I don't think you need to be a relative of someone who died of AIDS in order to have an opinion on this. All you need is to value your life and not want to die. So you don't need to know someone who was raped in order to know that rape is wrong. You don't need to know someone who was murdered in cold blood to know that murder is wrong. You don't need to stick your finger in an electric socket to know that electricity, raw electricity, could kill you. The anecdote on my part isn't to prove some sort of point. It's to remind people why we fight AIDS in the first place, why AIDS is a problem in the first place, why there even was a stigma in the first place. I can get, it was a brand new disease back in the 80s, and I just happened to have been born in a time when my parents were told that I couldn't go to school, that their kids couldn't go to school unless they were tested. Totally reasonable request, by the way. Not an unreasonable request when you don't know a lot about a virus that will kill you. That is a literal death sentence. It's not a virtual death sentence. All these people are saying, oh, it's just there's different cultural norms. Medical advancements have led to blah, blah, blah. Without these medical without constant treatment, AIDS takes over. And then you die. And it's not a quick death, and it's not a slow death either. It's just enough. It's just the kind of death that makes you figure out your own mortality, and acknowledge that maybe you might have made different decisions in life. My father was one of the unlucky few who literally didn't do anything out of the ordinary. There was no glory hole sex in the bathroom stalls. There was no IV drug use or anything like that. He was a hemophiliac who had a blood transfusion. And you know what? Here's your white male, cisgendered white male patriarchy. In a time when AIDS wasn't being taken seriously because the only people who got AIDS were the homosexuals and IV drug users, my father, cisgendered, straight, white, male, family man, came forward and brought this subject out into the light. Only to have these two gay public officials in California basically slash down all the things that my father worked for. By trying to normalize AIDS, instead of saying, okay, we need to educate AIDS out of existence, these people are saying, well, AIDS is just tickety-boo. AIDS is just fine. It's like the common cold. Even when I have a common cold and someone invites me to a party or someone invites me to a gathering, I say, look, I have a cold. I don't know if we should do this tonight. I kind of have a cold. You give them the option to say, okay, well, come on over. We'll risk it. It's no big deal. You give them the option. It's polite. And when it's a common cold, it's common courtesy. When it's AIDS, it's life and death. Now, conservatives get made fun of for saying that liberals are trying to roll back the pillars of Western civilization. Now, you would think that because it is, according to HIV.gov, 70% of people who get AIDS are gay. That's not hate facts. That is just facts. Those are statistics. 70% of the people who have AIDS are gay. Now, let me ask you liberals something, because I know you all are thinking that we are just a bunch of flyover state conservative people, you know, redneck, uneducated, no college degree, that we just sit here going, you know what? It's them faggots that are, you know, that's the disease, but AIDS is the cure. Homosexuality is the disease, but AIDS, of course, is the cure. That's God trying to get rid of the gay plague. That's what you think. If that's what you think, why do you think I would be standing out against this? Being a staunch conservative, being a right-winger, being a part of the hardcore right-wing, the vast right-wing conspiracy, why would I stand in the way of 70% of people who are being infected by AIDS, who are gay, being wiped off the map? If this mainly affects the gay, this is just one of those things when the snake eats its own tail, the leftist snake eats its own tail, because this is something that is being put forth by leftists. It is leftists who are trying to kill gays. Most of those gays are black. It is the leftists who are trying to get black gays killed. How about that? Try that one on for size, lefties. Lefties, by you supporting this law, you are basically saying that you hate black homosexuals. Liberals, if you really care about minorities in lower income communities, get rid of this godforsaken evil law, which is going to get people killed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
An encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And today, especially, I am free from your patriarchy because we have just heard from the Slut Walk. The Slut Walk. Yeah, y'all remember the Slut Walk? Y'all remember the Dyke March? A lot of the same folks who go to the Slut Walk also go to the Dyke March. Well, it's really no wonder that these folks have decided to make common cause with anti-Semitics, with anti-Semitism. They are basically banning any sort of Zionist display, which basically means a Star of David. After the scandal that was involving the ejection of Jewish women carrying the Star of David flags in Chicago's Dyke March, another organization said that it is going to follow by basically banning any sort of support for Israel. So if you're a dyke and you want to support the Dyke March and you believe you're basically just a Jew who's from Israel and you support Israel and you want to represent Israel, if you are a lesbian in Israel, or from Israel, you cannot bring a flag that has a Jewish star on it. You can't bring a flag that represents that you are Jewish or that you are Israeli. Because at the end of the day, we all know that this Dyke March, Slut March stuff, it's not really about women's rights. It's not really about the alleged rape culture. It's really not about victim shaming or victim blaming. We all know that that's not what it's about, because if that's what it were about, then they would have no problem with having Jewish representatives, or even representatives from Israel, or even someone who overtly supported Israel as a nation state. You see, the reason that these Dyke March and the Slut Walk, slut, I just love that word, it's like one of those words, if you just put a little stink on it, it just sounds so slut, the Slut Walk. You know, it's organizations like the Dyke March and the Slut Walk that have made common cause with the Palestinians. Now, in order to really understand where this is coming from, you have to know a little bit of the history of the Middle East. You have to know a little bit about the history of Israel versus the disputed territories known as Palestine. Really, there is no such place. But after years and years and years of placating the aggressive Palestinians, as you would call them, after years and years of placating them, it has basically become a part of the narrative. They're sort of permanent refugees, I guess you could say. But it's not the Israelis that have kept them in a refugee status. It is the surrounding countries. Long story short, Israel has always gotten the raw end of the stick as far as the narrative goes. even though, according to the left's own identity politics, you know, they say the numbers, they count, oh, well, there's so many black men in prison, right? Oh, it couldn't be that black people are committing that much crime. It could be, you know, like what they like to say is that it's because of racism. It's racist policies. It's the racist right wing that is putting more black people in jail than white people. Now, by your own logic, 1.7 billion Muslims versus 14 million Jews, a piddly 14 million in the entire world. 6 million Jews live in Israel alone. Now, if you want to use the left's own logic, the sheer numbers don't say what they think that they're trying to say. Who are the real oppressors? 1.7 billion versus 14 million? I mean, it's no secret that Nazi Germany made common cause with Arabs all over the world because they made common cause in killing Jews. Now, if you think that because there's only 14 million left and not 8 million or 6 million or 2 million or 100,000 or 100 or 0... You think that because there are some Jews left, somehow the Jews are oppressing the Arabs. Israel takes up a small portion, a very, very tiny portion of the Middle East where only 6 million Jews live. Plus a lot of Arabs that live there in Israel. What an oppressive state. They let the Arabs live there. There are no Arabs there are no Jews in Arab countries. But no, it's Israel that's the oppressors. Now, it's this same postmodern socialist junk that unites the Arabs in the disputed territories with people like Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin and the Dyke March and the Slut Walk and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all those people, because they're all just a bunch of hardcore left-wingers. So it's no wonder the Slut Walk would literally ban Jewish flags. This was the scandal. A rainbow flag with a Jewish star on it, with the Star of David on it, banned from the Slut Walk and from the Dyke March. Now, I think a lot of this boils down to jealousy, because even with a minuscule 6 million people in Israel and only taking up a very, very small portion of the Middle East, they've managed to turn it into a paradise on earth. And it is pure jealousy. Pure jealousy. Instead of trying to take the Jews down, instead of trying to take the Israelis down, how about adopt a couple of their values, for example? Like turning a desert into a prosperous land where you can grow things. Geographically speaking, it's not like the other Arab countries in the Middle East are a lot different than Israel. It's the value system that takes place there. It's the way of life. It's the Jewish way of life. This is why it all boils down to anti-Semitism. They all like to say, oh, we're not anti-Semitic, we're just anti-Zionist. Anti-Zionist basically says that you're not anti-Semitic. You just don't think that Jews should have a place to live. You think that Arabs should have a place to live. You think that the Mexicans should have a place to live. You think everyone should have a place to live except Americans. Everyone belongs where they are except Americans. Americans are conquerors. We're imperialists. We're white supremacists. I love it how everyone talks about Trump like he's this big Nazi. Punch a Nazi. It's okay to punch a Nazi. A lot of the same folks that make common cause with the Palestinians are the same people who here in America say, go ahead and punch a Nazi. The Palestinians are more like Nazis. The Palestinians are like Nazis. They want to wipe Jews off the face of the planet. It doesn't get much more Nazi than that, does it? How much more Nazi does it get than to want to wipe every Jew off the face of the planet? Not just, you know, walking around maybe thinking anti-Semitic thoughts and you're, oh, he Jewed me out, or oh, he's, what a Jew. Not like that. I'm talking about proactively trying to wipe an entire race, an entire culture off the face of the planet. Why are the leftists making common cause with these people? And in the same breath, turning around, calling Trump supporters Nazis. It makes absolutely no sense. And what makes even less sense is Jews. Jews who think that they are safe among leftists. Who think that the leftists won't sell them out at the first given chance. Because guess what? When Israel's gone, and America has been completely Islamicized, there isn't going to be anywhere for any Jew to go to find refuge. And you're certainly not going to find it at one of these slut-walk dyke marches. It's so funny. All these ladies, they're like, oh, we can't. They do these marches on Washington because of victim blaming when women around the world are having their genitals mutilated. And Israel, of all places, gets the rap. Israel is one of the only places in the Middle East, probably the only place in the Middle East, where you actually might be able to have a slut walk or a dyke march. You know what they do to gays in other Muslim countries in the Middle East? These slut walks don't just go so far as to ban any sort of Israeli or Zionist paraphernalia or signal or sign. They actually make you express solidarity with Palestine. They make you renounce any previous connections you have had with Israel. Are you now? Have you ever been a member of a group with ties to Israel? Repudiate and repent! And if you're openly Jewish in one of these organizations, they automatically assume that you are pro-Zionist. And when I say pro-Zionist, I mean someone who believes that Israel has a right, that Jews have a right to self-determination. That's basically it. I'm sorry, this is totally a Muslim versus Jews thing. It's like Arabs, Israel versus Palestine. That's all just window dressing for the big conflict, which is Muslims versus Jews. And to be honest, I fear for the left. I fear for the dyke march and for these sluts. I fear for those sluts. Because one day the Muslims are coming for them too.
You gotta take a piss?
Yeah, my vagina's about to spray.
Yeah, I gotta take a piss too. All right, let's go to the bathroom together.
Oh my God, last night I had sex with a Brazilian. Can you believe that?
Oh my God, you're such a slut. How many is that?
Do you smell that?
Oh my God, what the hell is that?
Hey ladies, excuse me, could you pass me some TP?
Oh my God, what are you doing in here?
Shut up, bigot.
Of course, lefties always get their comeuppance in the end because they eventually will eat their own tail. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live. We will be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for ISIS.
You have come up to the wrong booth, boy. We are recruiting for CARE, an Islamic peace group. What does this look like to you? Some sort of gay pride parade?
I understand your oppression. I'm an ally.
Boy, get out of here before I decapitate you on camera. Peacefully, of course. This is a Muslim-only safe space.
I am a Muslim. I converted yesterday. I'm a genderqueer Muslim, okay? I would do anything. And I mean
anything.
You would do anything now, would you? Okay, right this way.
Oh, goody.
Ahmed, we have a live one. Get the device.
Ooh, I like devices.
Okay, now take off your shirt for a moment.
Ooh, my God.
All right, strap it on like this.
Strap it. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like that tickles.
Ahmed, activate the device.
Ooh, is this a vibrating device?
Okay, my gay friend. You see that elementary school over there?
Yes, of course. There's kids playing and dancing and laughing and frolicking with joy.
Yes. Now go over there. Walk into the middle of the school. Throw your arms out into the air like you just made sweet love to Aisha and scream, Allahu Akbar!
Wait a minute, that seems a little strange.
Now, you did say you would do anything to help liberate the oppressed Muslim race, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, this is what needs to be done. It's totally safe. Go for it.
Well, okay. Allahu Akbar, kids!
Idiots. Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. You may refer to me as Mr. The Disgruntled Millennial, of course. No stolen valor here. We are broadcasting to you live, always, from Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and, of course, your patriarchy. That was a little audio, of course. I love to make fun of the left for eating its own tail. Of course, there is nothing funny about terrorism. There is nothing funny about suicide bombers. And there's really nothing funny about entire communities getting duped into following something that is, like, existentially bad for them. What do the LGBT community, what do they think is going to happen once this country is Islamicized? What do they think is going to happen to them? Are they going to be given a safe space? Are they going to be given coloring books and Snickers? Are the Muslims going to be that nice to them? Once taqiyya is finished, once they can finally take off the mask and implement Sharia law. I mean, that's where we're headed, ultimately, right? A bunch of sluts walking around, and glory holes here, and glory holes there, and a bunch of people just giving each other AIDS. I'm sorry, look, I have a libertine edge. I really, really do. I can get down and party just like the rest of them. Trust me, I can. Believe me, I can. But this is just out of control. I mean, you're not gonna march for an actual rape culture in Islamic culture, but you're gonna march for victim blaming, alleged victim blaming, victim shaming. I mean, it's not enough for me to say that I think that all rapists should be put to death or castrated or something equally horrible. It's not enough for me to say that I think that rape is absolutely horrible and it's an absolutely terrible, disgusting, heinous crime. I actually have to say that, well, you know what? You have absolutely no agency. A woman has absolutely no agency whatsoever in what happens to her. Now, if you think that these two different kinds of rapes are different, then you might have another thing coming. I'm talking about one where there's a person who is maybe in their house, and a burglar comes in, and the person has no idea, they're just at home, in their safe place, relaxing, and they get raped by an intruder. Absolutely terrible, absolutely disgusting. And then we're talking about a different kind of circumstance. When they talk about victim blaming, they're not talking about that woman who was just in her home minding her own business. They're talking about girls who are out at clubs and bars getting super duper hammered, scantily clad, wearing skimpy, skanky, slutty dresses, and then they put themselves in these stupid situations. They do not protect their pearl, so to speak. Both rapes are absolutely terrible and absolutely wrong. Both rapists should be punished equally. But let's not pretend that some people have some agency. If you're going to be doing that, then at least go out with a bodyguard or someone who can protect you. Buddy system. Watch your drinks. Make sure, you know, you're, I don't know, like, I don't even know how girls do this. You know, I mean, most people do the buddy system. But the idea that you don't have agency in what happens to you is, to me, supremely anti-feminist. It's anti-woman. That is anti-woman, to say that women don't have the freedom of choice and the wherewithal to protect themselves. And that's what these women are marching with, the slut march.
This is what they're marching for. They want the right to be as absolutely reckless as possible. And still be protected. Of course they should be protected. Of course there should... Of course, rape. Can't even believe I have to explain this. And I can't even believe I have to explain that women have agency. Just like men have agency, women also have agency. I give women the respect of their own agency. To me, it would be totally disrespectful to say that a woman has no control over her circumstance and her station in life. I respect women too much, and I believe the inequality between the sexes too much to relieve a woman of her moral agency in her own life and in her own self-protection. And that is what these slut walk sluts miss. Hey, they can call themselves sluts. I can call them sluts, too. They're sluts. Self-proclaimed sluts. These are the people that say, we don't need no man. We don't need no man. I'm a powerful woman. I don't need a man. That was a really awful woman voice. But yeah, we don't need a man. Men are stupid. Men are gay. Screw the patriarchy. These are the same women who, when they get pregnant from their slutty behavior, are going to expect the men in the world to pay for their abortions free and clear. Not only to okay the abortions, but they have to pay for the abortions. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You don't need a man until you need a man. But no, if I say I don't want to pay for your abortion from your slutty behavior, apparently that means that I'm anti-woman and that I don't believe that women should have health care. Oh, my God, lefties, I can't believe you. You guys just never cease to disgust me.
Kevin Jackson's suicide hotline for liberals. How may I help you?
I'm going to end it now. I'm in my bathtub holding a toaster. I wanted to be a part of the Black Lives Matter resistance to fight the fascism of Donald Trump. But when I was setting a cop car on fire, that fascist cop pepper sprayed me.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
No, that's not the worst part. The pepper spray hurt so much that I screamed out for my mommy. And someone put it on YouTube and it went viral. Now I'm that guy that screamed out for his mommy. Everybody's making fun of me. And everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna do it now.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. Don't do this, all right? You don't have to do it like this. There is a better way. Here's what I want you to do. Carefully put down the toaster. Get out of the bathtub. Dry off. Okay, take a deep breath. And once you've calmed down completely, drive to the Empire State Building, light your own car on fire, climb up to the top, and do a belly flop into your burning car, you pansy-ass snowflake. Nothing screams moral commitment like doing a belly flop into a burning car, you phony. A toaster oven in the bathtub? Could you get any more cliche?
What kind of suicide hotline is this?
Are you a proud social justice warrior? Do you believe that the so-called facts of reality are nothing more than racist, irrelevant social constructs perpetuated by white supremacy? If you answer yes to both of these questions, you must boycott the disgruntled millennial. The disgruntled millennial threatens the very existence of humanity. He espouses dangerous ideas like small government, school choice, property rights, and worst of all, he shoots guns. He's practically Hitler.
Nine.
You must act now. Conservatives are becoming more and more emboldened to make their own life decisions. We can't let that happen. So whether you're drawing on coloring books in your safe space or setting police cars on fire, always remember to hashtag boycott the DM. That's boycott the DM. Boycott the DM. Boycotts work.
Again, this is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I'm always broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, your hatred, your microaggressions, your racism, and that damn there patriarchy. We don't take kindly to intolerance around here. All right, we got more for you. We will be right back.
Whoa.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.